Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam President. We are grateful to you and to your staff and the Secretariat for having provided the first copy of the report on the Conference of Disarmament for this year and for having organized consultations to that end. This draft is a significant improvement over the minimalist and technical report of last year. Back then, we weren't even able to log the number of meetings that we had had in the conference, given that Russia was against accounting for the plenary meeting during which its act of aggression against Ukraine and its impact on our work on disarmament had been discussed. The result of submitting the mediocre report to the General Assembly was a vote on the resolution of the disarmament conference. The first committee, instead of the usual adoption by consensus. Unfortunately, for several years now, the conference has not produced a substantial report, and all the documents drafted in recent years go no further than being mere procedural reports. We appreciate your efforts trying to make this year's report more comprehensive, more transparent, and more accessible when compared to the report of last year. Our reader will learn very little about the substantial points that were discussed, but the document provides information on the matters that were addressed, as well as references to the relevant documents that are available on the webpage. Unfortunately, there are several limitations regarding what can be found on the webpage, given that many meetings of the conference took place informally and behind closed doors. We understand the need of having sensitive negotiations in an informal setting, but the conference did not negotiate a substantial disarmament instrument, and it hasn't done so for decades. It has become a deliberative body, and with that in mind, Canada does not see the need to having plenary discussions take place in an informal setting. The organization of informal meetings that are not open to the public have all too often become a means of reducing transparency and accountability on matters that many delegations wish to address, but that a small minority would rather avoid during the conference.
We understand that some delegations now wish to diminish or eliminate references in the draft report to the topics or documents discussed during informal meetings, and in some instances, even during formal meetings. The lack of political will by some delegations to engage in serious negotiations in this forum should not manifest itself in blocking factual references to issues that were introduced by presidencies and discussed by many delegations. For this forum to be effective, presidencies need to be able to fulfill their roles as presiding officers, as recognized in Rule 11 of the Rules of Procedure, and member states need to have the ability to discuss matters they deem relevant to the work of the conference, as recognized in Rule 30. These prerogatives should not be undermined by suppressing factual references to topics of discussion and relevant documents in the report. In our view, this overt opposition to transparency is a very unfortunate and troubling development. We owe it to our constituencies and to all member states of the United Nations that pay the costs for the Conference on Disarmament to be transparent and accountable in respect of the work that is done in the CD. Despite our inability to negotiate disarmament instruments, we believe that successive CD presidents coordinated and organized useful discussions this year on a wide range of topics relevant to the CD's agenda. In our view, the work we did in the CD, in both formal and informal meetings, should be duly reflected in the report in a manner that makes it as helpful as possible for those wishing to access relevant substantive records. For example, we recommend adding the titles of documents referenced in the draft report in addition to providing document numbers. Madam President, our delegation regrets that none of the 39 states requesting to participate as observers were given the opportunity to do so. The outcome was due to the Russian Federation's clear signal during discussions that it would not accept the admission of certain observers as part of a list including all those states seeking to participate in the proceedings this year. As a result, successive CD presidents held informal consultations, but no consensus on the admission of observers was reached, even though the list approach was successful last year. We applaud your efforts, Madam President, for capturing the facts regarding observers in paragraph 9 of the draft report, but we believe that more could be done to capture the facts surrounding this important issue. For example, we would welcome a full listing in paragraph 9 of those states that applied for observer status, similar to the list of members contained in paragraph 8. Thank you, Madam President.